Hey, 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 Transfer Cats, welcome back. I am so excited that you are here today with me on 30 Days to Transfer. I have got such a great transfer hack for you today. I am your host, Scott Cooper, your transfer man, here to help you unlock some transfer hacks that are going to make your journey smoother and your application even stronger. It's time to make California proud. Arnold Transferegger is here, rooting for you. Today's episode is all about a powerful tool that many students don't even know about. It's called Academic Renewal, and it can change the game for your transfer process. But first, hopefully, if you're driving, you might want to pull over. I've got a dad joke for you. Here we go. Do you know what the favorite
UCR is?
Oh my. UCR. Oh. Welcome. You knew you were in this for the dad jokes. Well, they're definitely coming today. But I'll tell you what's not a joke, Academic Renewal. Oh my gosh. Simply put, this is a process that allows you to remove some substandard grades. Those are D's and F's. W's are not a grade, so you can't take those out, but they don't affect your transferable GPA, so don't pay too much mind to that, okay? And this will not replace C's or B's, even though sometimes we want them to. This does apply and is accepted by all Cal States and UCs. Many California private schools as well accept Academic Renewal. Out of state, it's kind of a mixed bag. Some accept AR, some don't. You might hear me talk about AR, Academic Renewal, today. So always check with each college you are considering. So right now, the state of California is working to create a standardized policy. I know. Congratulations to Renee Lozano at El Camino and all the folks that have been working really hard to get this equitable for all students in California so that we have the same rules across the community colleges, but we're not quite there yet. That means the exact details vary by school, so you need to check your college catalog and make an appointment with your transfer counselor, especially if you have D's or F's that you have not repeated. So if you've repeated a course, it knocks it out, right? You've already repeated it. We're talking about courses that you have no intention of repeating. If a course is in your major, if I'm an English major and I have an F in English 1A, I've got to take that again. But if I took, I don't know, a particular science course that I didn't do well in, I never want to take it again, and it's a general ed and I can take something else, that is a perfect candidate for Academic Renewal. All right, the sooner you start the process, the better. Because once we take those out of your transferable GPA, the stronger your transfer application is going to be. We want the strongest application at the time of applying. All right, I'm going to really hammer that one in here, in that it's the application at the time of applying. Most colleges have a standard policy that goes something like this. You must show that the low grades don't reflect your current work. How do you do that? Well, typically a time frame has to go by, a semester, maybe two semesters. You know, maybe they've specified a year. So usually you have to have a 2.0, 2.5, whatever it is that your college specifies over that course of time, over those course of units, right? So if you show that this time period, usually it's that first semester when you're starting college and you just, or back in dual enrollment, if you did it in high school and you just didn't get out of a class, you got an F, whatever, this is a chance to go back and to remove those. Now, most colleges are somewhere between 18 and 30 units that you can remove. Some of them specify it's got to be in the same semester. Again, this really gets intricate. This is why I want you to work with a transfer counselor. The other thing is this. In many current AR policies, you're only allowed to do this once. So you always want to do this when you are applying, before you actually apply. And the reason you want to do this is because, again, you want the best GPA at the time of application. All right, this is huge. I have seen students go from 2.0 to 3.0 or 3.5. I mean, it's nuts. You talk to a counselor, we've seen people go from, you know, feeling that they're very mediocre as a student to realizing that they're a Dean's List or Honor Roll student. Did you know what Dean's List or Honor Roll is? And you're probably on it. So if you got a 3.0 to 3.49, you are on the honor roll. That is pretty hot stuff. And if you have a 3.5 to 4.0, that is typically Dean's List. I know, give it up for yourself. Do you realize honor roll and Dean's List students, particularly if you've really knocked out your major, you're unstoppable. All that stuff from the past that was dragging you down, we have gotten rid of it or minimized it. This is awesome. This is like a second chance. That's exactly what academic renewal was intended for. So use it. And most people don't know it exists. So here's some important things to know about admissions. Your application GPA is your most important GPA. Yes. Some schools will check your progress in January, but your best chance to impress is at the time of application. Many Cal States will ask for supplemental applications or updates in January, but not all of them actually use the GPA in January. They've already made a decision or it's been reviewed at that point. The UCs do require a transfer academic update. Yes, they do look at it, the TAU in January. The UCs do use this, but again, your initial application GPA matters the most. So here's a big takeaway here. If you're going to use academic renewal, do it before you submit your applications, if possible. Again, it's always good to increase your GPA. So no matter when you do it, it's going to be good. But it's most effective if you can do this before your applications. That way, you're presenting your best self right from the start. So again, in the past, you could only do academic renewal once. Because of that, some counselors would really tell students to hold off to the very end of their time at a community college. But here's the good news for a lot of schools, that's no longer the case. It's based on units, not the amount of times that you do it. This means you can do it earlier, when it will have more impact, not only on your transfer application, but again, we're talking about mindset. The way you see yourself. If you're a 3.0 student, you are competitive for a lot of schools, okay? If you have a 3.5, you are amazing. This is not like a high school GPA. A 3.5 is really good. All right. So when prioritizing which classes to clean up first, focus on your transferable courses. Counselors will tell you this. Use your unit count. If I only get 18 units to take off, I want to take off the transferable courses. Many colleges offer courses that are non-transferable, or we have in the past. So you may have taken prerequisite math courses or English courses back in the day, if you've started with us a few years ago. And those are part of your college's GPA. But again, as a transfer student, your most important GPA is your transferable GPA. So focus on your transferable GPA first and courses that are in your major. So if there's like major electives that you didn't really have to take, I want your major GPA to be extremely high, okay? Because colleges can further break down your cumulative GPA, that's your overall GPA, and they can look at your major GPA. So let's say I have a 3.5 cumulative GPA. I'm a good student. But if you narrow it down and you see in my major, I'm an English major, I've taken a bunch of English classes and gotten a lot of C's in them. So if my major GPA is actually lower than my cum, that could be a little bit of a red flag, right? So if there's any courses in your major, let's say I took English world lit class and I failed it and I never repeated it and I never want to and I never have to, that would be a prime candidate for academic renewal. I want to get rid of the stuff that really matters the most first. And then if I have room later, then I can look at using those other units for non-transferable courses. Again, this is important. And if you can only do this once, I want it to be done correctly. Go to your transfer counselor, make sure that you're choosing the right classes. Again, some of these things are just not DIY things. All right, do it yourself, don't. All right, remember, transfer GPA is key. It's what the UCs and the Cal States primarily look at. Again, UCs are holistic. They're going to look at a lot of things. We'll talk a little bit more about that in this series, but GPA for transfers, upper division transfers, is huge. Here's what you need to do right now. Action steps. Check your transcripts for any D's or F's. Meet with your counselor to see if you qualify for academic renewal. If you are currently repeating a class, ask if you can start the academic renewal process now. So even if I'm repeating it this semester, I still want it gone for my applications. Make sure you understand the rules at your specific community college since policies are not standardized yet. And submit academic renewal before you apply. It always helps you more when you apply with a stronger GPA. Academic renewal is one of the most powerful transfer hacks out there. It's like clearing the scoreboard of old mistakes, right? So you can start fresh and show universities who you are now, not who you were in the past. Years ago, could have been just last year. Use it. I've seen students transform their futures with this tool. Instead of going to just any school, they're going to Berkeley, they're going to UCLA, they're going to some of these top-notch institutions, because they've transformed the way they see themselves. They've gone from barely qualifying for transfer to being competitive at top schools just by cleaning up that GPA. So don't let old grades hold you back. Take advantage of this process and give yourself the best possible chance for success. Oh, I'm excited if you can't tell. All right, I will see you in the next episode. We're gonna tackle even more strategies like this one to make your transfer journey smoother and smarter. Have a wonderful day. I will see you tomorrow, Transfer.